Hello everyone and welcome to the fourth official. My name is Mike and we are here with Serena and Jerry. Yet another episode of the fourth official podcast. We apologize because we didn't release an episode earlier on. Because some people over here had issues to deal with. So would they explain themselves?
Yeah, he's talking about Jerry.
Apparently.
Apparently.
I have liars as friends. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been quite some time. We even forgot we even forgot that we got beaten by Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Until we actually beat them yesterday. So yeah, you know what? We're done. There's nothing else. So there's nothing to talk about
in the
EFL, Premier League.
With the second squad, I mean, shouldn't be talking. Shouldn't be speaking.
Yeah.
You have no rights to speak.
The reason why you don't want us to speak is because
you lost
to Brighton.
Yeah. just embarrassing.
Again.
They are second squad actually.
And our second squad. We didn't go with our second squad. I mean, we didn't go with our first squad.
Who cares?
Team.
You lost. Do they give points for first and second squad?
Yes, we need to create
zero.
We need to create room for more important competitions.
No, that's what we call excuses.
Please.
Mike is making excuses on behalf
we
of Mikel.
We need to create room for more important competitions such as the Europa.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
And by the way, good luck playing Barcelona.
Hey, okay.
Good luck playing Barcelona.
Up.
But I told you this in a few episodes ago.
We're aware we're going to face Barcelona.
I said this. I mentioned this very clearly, and I saw it coming. So, please, it's not a surprise. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So
we are braced.
You've accepted the fact that you will be thrashed thoroughly.
Yes.
And if we actually beat them, you guys are going to have it. You guys are. Hey, we're going to be all over the place.
So that will be your fourth win of the season.
Is it?
Yeah, maybe. But still, we beat you, so.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, that was your first win, I get it.
Please.
imagine losing and then becoming so bitter that you can't even speak facts.
Yeah, so the Carabao Cup is back.
The Carabao Cup.
Is back. I don't know what, Chelsea lost yet again. I mean, this guy
actually,
is just
all of
beyond redemption.
All the London teams lost.
Yeah.
So none of the... Okay, in the EFL...
London is not a football...
It's not a football city.
It's not a football city. Give it to Manchester.
So which team is number one, if I may ask? Which team is number one?
Stop bringing up the top...
exactly.
Not top four, top
that
of the
is
table
to remind
agenda.
You.
To remind us what?
That London is a football...
No, it's not, Mike. Wait, you're not even listening to yourself right now.
Fine, let's move on to...
Let's move on. Because
let's
keep on debating over small
Yeah, things. this is trivial nonsense of Arsenal all the time, Arsenal, yet they're just losing. Small,
yeah, they keep proving themselves right.
A small
okay,
team.
Mm-hmm.
No, but actually, this is our third loss of the season.
Yeah, it's still a
only.
Loss. Still a loss.
Yeah, more to come,
and
more to
loss.
Come.
You and Chelsea are just the same.
Yeah.
Losing.
Losing, hey, Chelsea, hey.
Chelsea lost back to back.
The L in Chelsea stands for loss.
And they lost to Arsenal, then they
Man
lost
City,
again to Man
yeah.
City. But they're doing well though.
Are they?
I actually love this.
Yeah, the trend is... So, Man City played Chelsea. Of course, and Man City played their second team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
actually.
De Bruyne, Haaland, who else? They were benched.
Yeah. It was Alvarez scoring.
Alvarez, yeah. And,
there was a time Jose Mourinho
and
said... Jose, I am Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, huh?
He once said, the only four teams that... That was a while back, though.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that the only teams that could enter into the top four were Man City. At that time, Man City,
mm-hmm.
Liverpool. Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, and Man City Team B.
Yes.
Those are the only teams that could enter the top four.
Yeah. Hey,
so
if Man City were two clubs,
team,
they'll be both.
If actually Man City, if Man City's team B was brought to the Premier League and played against Man United, they'll still have beaten them 6-3.
Yeah. So,
no
speaking of football, other things in football.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, did you guys see that game where there were around 11 red cards? The game between Racing Club and Boca Juniors.
Oh.
Yeah, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 red cards.
There were 3 in the pitch.
Yes.
So how many?
That must have been a basketball. it almost looked like a basketball match.
They were playing a match of futsal.
Yeah, and all these red cards were given after the 90th minute. They were all given in extra time.
Wow.
Wow.
So, way to go, ref.
Yeah. That's after the match ended, people now went into UFC.
Yeah, to
turned into a ring.
Yeah. Okay, you saw the West Ham versus Blackburn Rovers. They drew 2-2, and then they went into extra time, penalties. And then, you know how many penalties were scored? 19. So they're like alternating. West Ham scores, Blackburn scores until the last person to kick, to take the penalty kick. It was a West Ham fan.
Let's start from there.
Yeah. It's more like
who are those
I'm going
keepers?
To take out the dragon again. Like the ball's just getting in all the time. And then, you know, the last one, the 20th one, so that it would end like 10-9.
Yeah.
It hit the woodwork and then left. So, you know, just like bitter for the West Ham people. Anyway.
Way to go. That guy was mental.
Why are we talking about West Ham? And we can talk about the World Cup.
The World Cup.
No. When we can talk about Jesse Lingard. Honestly, I said the next time we shoot, if Jesse Lingard scores, I'm going to scream.
What?
Silence.
As you can see, no one is.
No one cares.
On your side.
No one cares.
No one is on your corner.
Yes, no one cares.
His first goal of the season, honestly, what is that now?
I mean.
No, but it's okay.
But it's what?
It's a goal.
One goal in a whole season.
He wasted my FPL squad.
14 matches.
Why are you
goal.
Putting Jesse Lingard? No.
Well, honestly. Almiron is winning player of the season, scoring every game in October.
Yes.
Yeah, Almiron actually.
In fact, they won the player of the season and their manager was. Manager of the season.
Yeah.
Not of the season, of the month.
Of the month. Mm-hmm.
Of the month, yes.
You know, he scored in 4 straight Premier League. Hey, Almiron is on 4.
Unbeat, Lingard.
Yeah. No, I just had to mention Lingard, honestly.
Yeah, you can mention him on your own free time.
Please,
on your own private
please,
podcast.
Please.
Now, people are scoring games back to back, and you're talking about someone who has scored one goal in the whole season.
Yeah.
Get out, please.
Okay.
Get out of here, man.
No, but I had to. Okay.
Hey.
You know what? There's nothing more to say.
Yeah. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Yes, we're happy that you're happy, but you're not happy.
Yeah,
for
Point is, I was happy for a second there, honestly. And you know what? I had to. Okay. Let's just get going.
But Man United losing to Aston Villa in the
Emery made his statement
on his first game back to England. Surely.
That was embarrassing. That was so embarrassing.
Yeah,
I was even scared.
A very good evening.
good
evening to
Manchester
Old Trafford.
those goals were so quick.
What? That was so
especially
embarrassing.
The
in 10 goals.
Yeah, it's
10
minutes.
In 10 minutes, two
goals.
Hey.
10 minutes.
Oh my god.
It was actually 11.
For a minute,
please.
I thought we were Nottingham. 11.
Yes, give us some credit.
Yes, but the goals were two. So, potato, potato.
Yeah,
same
yeah,
thing.
It was really bad. There's no vision, passion, aggression.
There's nothing.
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 But at least there was a chance at redemption.
Yeah.
But now who really cares about the EFL Cup?
Yeah.
Who really
cares?
No
one. Yeah, because Mate actually also fumbled that one.
McTominay scored though.
How do you feel about that, by the way?
Congratulations to him.
Yeah, congratulations.
For being,
I don't have feelings towards that. I just have what I saw. And he scored.
Yeah, so congratulations to him for being, what's that word that you used?
What?
Oh yeah, useless.
I'm starting, Jerry has mixed.
Well, his goal didn't even mean anything. He was still ahead either way. If he hadn't scored, we'd still have won that game. So,
and it's still Carabao.
So, technically, you have no point. Moving on. To the World Cup.
To the World Cup.
Yeah.
Is Mane going to the World Cup?
Yeah, Mane is going to the World Cup, actually.
So,
even though he's still injured, he's going to the World Cup.
He's going to watch, or he's going to do what?
I don't know. But he there was a statement made that he will be going to the World Cup.
That's good.
But either way, who would they carry if they leave Mane?
Yeah, you leave Mane, you just stay at home. Why are you leaving for Qatar? You're going to lose anyway.
This Balde.
Kita Balde himself.
Mm.
Yeah. But they England squad, of course, as disappointing as can be.
Way to go, Gareth.
Harry Maguire. It's not even a surprise, honestly.
It's not even.
Honestly, Southgate.
The most Southgate thing to do.
Yeah.
Maguire, Trent, you know.
Yeah.
He left James out, right?
Yeah, he left James out.
Though James is injured, also.
Yeah, he's also injured.
You see, there's some players who are injured but are still included in the squad, the team squad. Like,
Jack, by the way, Jack Grealish, isn't it? And only one United player, I think. Is it one? No, it's two. Luke Shaw and Rashford, is it?
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of Chelsea. There's like four Chelsea players. No, I don't know what's it with Southgate.
Arsenal got Ben White, Saka, and Ramsdale.
Oh, you're talking about Man United players saying one. Have you forgotten Maguire himself?
The captain. How can you forget the captain himself?
But Grealish played well yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
The agenda against Grealish should stop.
You should stop
your agenda against
him. I have nothing against Grealish.
You have everything against him. Why did you say he's been laughing? You have everything against Grealish. You should stop that agenda.
Grealish has not been
talking. Grealish is a good player. That is the end of the discussion. Player.
Okay, let's wait and watch.
He's the best in the world.
He's the best in the world.
Best in the world.
He used to be good.
He can score with his left foot.
He can score with his
he
right foot.
He can't score with his right foot.
Mm-hmm.
He can't score headers.
He can't do anything.
He can't score from inside the box.
He can't
score from outside, but he's a good player. He's the best in the world.
He's the best in the world.
So your agenda needs to end right now.
Okay, can't wait for Grealish action.
But I'm realizing the more we are coming closer to
Sterling still is.
Oh, okay. Sterling is in the
squad. Yeah, Sterling. Obviously.
How will he miss the...
Sterling will not miss the World Cup.
Mm.
Sterling. I mean...
Definitely.
It's the most Southgate thing to do.
And
Southgate continues to prove himself.
Yeah, we see the Germany squad.
Ah, Germany. Oh,
Jamal Musiala is in the squad, yo.
Let's talk about Toni Kroos.
Yeah, he refused. He refused to go.
Yeah. Anyway.
But why did he refuse to go?
I don't know.
There was no statement, reason.
Oh, no, there was. He actually said,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like the statement that he let out, it seemed as if he was told that he should just
go.
It's better for him to leave.
Stable.
There's fresh talent coming up. So, you know, we don't need Kroos. You remember his list last time, not last, late time, last minute winner?
What? He's what?
He's what?
Last minute header winner. Germany.
Oh yes. 20. Yes, that we remember.
Yeah.
But you did not remember what you just said.
But what you were talking about, really, you could not recall.
Okay.
But Musiala is there.
Musiala, yo. Musiala
fresh
is
talent.
In the squad, yo.
That's
fresh.
Nice.
Fresh
yeah,
squad,
the squad,
yo.
Mm-hmm.
Even Adeyemi is in the squad.
Adeyemi.
Ah, Havertz.
Not Havertz.
Your boy Havertz.
But
Havertz
is a good player. It's just that he's from Chelsea.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they have Gundogan.
Yeah.
They have Jonas Hoffman and Goretzka and Kimmich. Wow, that's
Kimmich. Joshua Kimmich.
Better than France's midfield.
Hey,
but
France's midfield.
France have no midfield. Okay. I can say the duo between Tchouaméni and Camavinga.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd like to see how that will work out.
That's a lot of inexperience, though.
Yeah, a lot of inexperience, but I'd like to see how it will work out. Like, so Pogba and Kante.
Yeah,
they're watching
out.
From home.
Watching from
fans.
From home, yeah.
Yeah. They're not even in the squad.
But maybe you'd hear that day. All of a sudden.
Pogba is
World Cup final.
Pogba is in the squad versus Argentina.
World Cup final, yes, against Argentina, quarter finals. Pogba.
Yeah.
Then Pogba scores a rocket.
But then there was an AI that predicted
uh-huh.
that Argentina will win the World Cup.
Yes, I am that AI.
Yes.
Or you're talking about something else?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Really, something else, not you. Because,
oh, not me.
Yeah, it's not always about you.
You're a Man United fan and you've bantered with the prediction so very many times. Okay, I'll come to that later. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Young man.
No, let the young man finish.
Anyway, there's an AI that predicted that Argentina will win the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And that AI has been correct for the past four World Cups.
Yeah, I've been very correct the past four times. Continue.
Okay, Jerry, cut it.
Continue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it predicted that 2018 Germany will win the World Cup.
Yes.
2014
mm-hmm.
Spain.
Yes, I said
no,
that.
No, 2014
too.
Germany.
Yes.
2018
yeah,
France.
I was like,
yes, I said
and,
that too.
And 2010 Spain.
Yes, I said that too.
So if it's more likely that is it going to be Brazil and Argentina finals? Probably
Argentina and I don't know.
Yeah, Brazil have a good chance
Brazil,
of making
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Brazil
have
Portugal.
A good
chance.
Portugal. Where?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Where?
Siwi.
Siwi.
Where?
Siwi.
With his
Cristiano Ronaldo.
With his two goals. With where?
Anyway, Portugal. They don't seem to be getting any far. Honestly.
Yeah. You had it here first.
You might hear Ronaldo saying he wants to switch nationalities. so he can win the World Cup with Messi. Up front you have Messi and Ronaldo.
And then at the wing you have Diogo Dalot.
Ronaldo is quite a joker. He got a red card the other day. Yeah. Who? Ronaldo.
Yeah. No, with the match against Aston Villa.
Yeah.
No, he got a yellow card.
It was a yellow card.
It was supposed to be a red card.
Yeah, it was supposed.
But because it's Ronaldo.
Because it's Ronaldo, you give him a yellow card. They should have given him the red card.
It wasn't.
Another achievement Messi could never.
Yeah.
Messi has never gotten a red card, yeah?
Yeah, he has. He only has once. Hey, that's
smacking that guy.
Oh my god, I was so scared. I was like, what has gotten into Messi?
I like your cut. So it won't be something Messi had. Okay.
Yeah. Messi already has a red card, so yeah, there's nothing.
Messi has not done except World Cup.
Except World Cup, yeah.
But if you take 3 Ballon d'Ors, they add up to 1 World Cup.
Oh, please.
And now that he has 7, mm-hmm. He has two World Cups.
That's what Jerry says.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Between Neuer and Ter Stegen, he's the better keeper.
Who?
Neuer.
All
day, every day.
Neuer.
Manuel Neuer.
But who is the favorite to start? Neuer again.
Neuer. Manuel Neuer.
Yeah. Meaning, these keepers, Ter Stegen and Trapp, will just be
warming the bench.
Bench FC.
Viewing their team.
The frontline commander of the bench.
Is that Ronaldo you're talking about? Okay.
Well,
look at you laughing at your own jokes.
Please. Okay.
No,
he's definitely starting.
Yep.
Let's talk about Courtois.
Is he definitely starting?
Yeah, definitely, of course.
He's definitely starting.
But who's favorite to win the boot? Not the boot, the glove.
The boot!
Courtois is not winning the boot, I can tell you that for sure.
I can guarantee you.
Oh, I also know that.
For Mike, what do you think about Courtois winning the boot?
Let me think about it.
Definitely not. But it's going to be a tough one, though.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, especially between him and Neuer.
Even
Ochoa.
Ochoa. They might win the boot. The World Cup.
Yeah, they might win the Golden Boot. Yeah. You never know.
Okay, let's get back to what I was talking about.
The boot.
Please. Not the boot, the glove.
Yeah, the
Yeah, who is favorite? Who do you think will get there? Ochoa. Yeah, but actually excited to have Ochoa.
I'm team Ochoa all day, every day.
De Gea.
You're forgetting the best footballer in the world.
You're forgetting the best footballer to ever live.
To ever live and walk this earth.
You're forgetting Kepa.
Oh, it's Kepa.
It's Kepa and...
For Spain, it's Kepa and De Gea.
It's definitely De Gea, honestly.
They might even start both at the same time.
And they'll still manage to concede.
You know, Kepa being the coach.
Kepa is the coach.
You know, Kepa being the coach. Uh-huh. And also, he's also the keeper and also the defender.
And the ref.
Yeah.
And they must start both of them. Then, is it 7 meters, the goal? Yeah, you just take a charge of 3.5 and then the other. And then they'll concede from the top corners.
Yeah.
And we'll just see.
Do you think Southgate will play Maguire as a striker now that.
Now that he's covering the new role, inspiration from Ten Hag.
Yeah, maybe he'll get Maguire as a striker, you know.
Yeah, Maguire might be at front and then Sterling out back.
Yeah, you know, if Maguire plays in the left wing,
Sterling will be at the wing back.
Yeah, if Maguire plays at the left wing, that would be amazing.
And Trent also. Trent will be wing.
Trent at the other wing.
Ah, Southgate is going to surprise us. Anyway, let's see where they're going.
And then Saka will be at the centre back.
He's still on the squad, by the way.
He is actually on the squad.
Did you see his performance against Nottingham? It was just
Eric Dier.
Eric Dier was dreadful. It was.
We need
bad.
To investigate the color of the shirt that he was wearing inside because.
Dier was assisting the other. His defending was dreadful.
Tottenham.
He was passing to the goal.
For the record, it's Eric Dier.
Oh, Dier, whatever. I'm not England born, so you have to.
Eric Dier.
Premier League.
Premier League. So,
Premier League.
We don't like. Why are we talking about the Premier League?
So, there's one more match left.
Uh-huh.
For each and every.
Yeah, there's one more match left.
Yeah.
So, we're going out with a blast. Or with a loss, of course.
If it's Man United, you never know. Man United could go both ways.
So I think Ten Hag should fix the team by removing Ronaldo. He should go to another team.
Actually, Ragnik
the next opening.
Ragnik was saying that.
Oh my god, that man!
Ragnik was saying that he needs a reshuffling of 10 players in the team, and they didn't listen to him.
Now look where we are.
Everyone.
Yeah, he should replace everyone. Honestly,
get new players.
Starting from Maguire himself. Yeah, starting from
they're blind to Maguire's. I don't know what Maguire has. It's just okay. I don't know. Royalty.
5 million.
I don't know who Maguire is, but he should just go. He should leave.
I don't know if Maguire just leaves Carrington.
How
or
much would he be sold for if he goes to any other club?
I don't think people will take any. people won't take him for.
That would be the worst investment in history. Yeah, so
they'll give Maguire.
But they're the opposite of Leicester City.
When
honestly,
Leicester just came and sold Kante, sold Maguire,
sold Chilwell. Leicester actually
even sold Drinkwater.
Drinkwater.
He went and disappeared.
Yeah,
but this is some players have disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Like Drinkwater,
Sturridge,
Ramirez,
Tevez.
Yeah, Tevez. Where is Fellaini right now?
Yeah, Fellaini.
Okay,
wow.
Disappeared.
Players who just disappeared.
There's also Emre Can.
Emre Can is still playing.
He's hiding somewhere.
He's
playing in hiding. Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
And his brother. Anyway.
Where's David Luiz?
I don't know. I don't think a lot of people care, honestly.
Where's Insigne?
Yeah. Where are these people?
Did you know?
You just got lost.
Look, Kvaratskhelia has more dribbles in the UEFA than Neymar. Just putting that out there.
Wow.
In history or?
This season, not in history.
Yeah, history.
which history?
Which history? What season?
Unless history is a few months back, then yeah, that's history.
History. It's coming up.
If Kvaratskhelia just continues.
Who?
No, don't make me say it again. Mike was saying his name.
Who?
You guys can meet afterwards and discuss his name.
Okay, let's move on.
Kvaratskhelia the good. Kvaratskhelia.
Let's just move on
because I got it right and you're wrong.
Alejandro Garnacho.
Garnacho. He gave two assists,
was player of the match just a few nights back.
And the other?
Pablo Vieira could never.
Just so you know. Please, just leave Fernandes alone.
We are on youngsters.
Yeah.
Alejandro Garnacho.
Sancho could never.
Excuse me.
You can't let us have our moment.
A youngster is someone below 20 years.
Still a teen.
What are you doing, Sancho, here?
About.
Sancho is almost 46
right
now,
old.
And you're saying Sancho. Alejandro Garnacho.
It's so sad he can't even make it to. Southgate can't even.
He's lost his swagger at Man United. But what's happening? What is it with Man United?
That scares me because if Bellingham was to be, you know, Bellingham always, he's actually doing good at the moment.
Yeah.
If he gets signed to Man United and then he starts, I don't know, is it flopping?
What's happening to?
I don't know what's happening in Man United.
Yeah, because
it's a long time trend. It keeps proving itself.
That's happened for
just
so long,
and
it's only happened after Ferguson left.
You should investigate whether someone cast you. That's the way Ayatoure cast Man City.
But honestly, it's a concern. Honestly, people should be getting better because Man United is not like a small club. You know?
After Ferguson left, every manager that came just fumbled every single player.
Me, I think that it's the pressure. The pressure is getting worse. I think it's the pressure to just live up to SAF Ferguson. I don't know, honestly, but players should be getting better at United. Why not?
Will happen in the next 20 years, hopefully.
Wow.
Yeah.
20 years is actually generous.
Yeah.
should be speaking about
like 10 years to build to actually get the squad right.
Should bring about maybe 50 to 55.
Then I think you should just get to training.
I think I get
to training and you might actually be our next star. Stay.
What
and
game
stay
do we have?
We
have Fulham.
Yeah, we have
oh,
Fulham.
No.
You guys have Fulham.
We have this guy from Arsenal.
William.
No good. Oh, please. Why are you thinking about William? Nobody's even thinking about William.
Or Leno.
No, yeah, Leno. And is James there?
James is
yeah,
there.
Yeah, James is there. Oh my God.
If they start the lineup of James, William,
and
Mitrovic. The frontline trio.
The
frontline commanders.
The frontline commanders.
At the mid, you have Pereira. And
Pereira. Oh
yeah.
My
dress.
Oh,
and
Bobby Reed. They might just decide to just come up and score braces each. Honestly,
yeah.
You know, it's not looking good for United, honestly. But Leno might just get back to his prime.
Definitely.
Daniel James definitely making runs.
Daniel James
oh
will become prime
God.
Mohamed Salah.
Prime, hey.
And Mitrovic will become Haaland.
And then Mitrovic starts giving assists from there now, you know.
And William
like,
become prime Saka.
I don't know what Saka happens post that play. What happens post
when people
day
play Man United?
Hey,
do you see Aston Villa?
Yes, there's some. Oh, what was
people
that
scoring free kicks?
Man City.
The guy remaining stand.
Man City. Hey,
the team
oh
plays
God
Man United. They become prime Bayern Munich.
Prime Bayern Munich.
Or prime Real Madrid.
Me, I think Fulham just look forward because they're like, hey,
yeah, they're actually eager.
Look
eager. They're actually
so
eager to host Man United.
It's so
Man
amazing
United, you are ready.
People no longer fear Man United. People no longer fear our club.
Are you playing at?
They can't wait. They can't wait.
I'm guessing you guys are playing away.
Yeah,
we're playing away. We're going to
Fulham. You guys are dead.
Yeah, we're going to Fulham.
You guys are dead. Dead meat.
I'm not even confident. Oh,
Arsenal have Wolves.
Wolves.
An easy game.
An easy game.
Traore. Say Traore. You guys are winning.
Just give Traore to...
As their leader.
Yeah.
Just give Traore to who? I wish Tavares was there. Mm-hmm. We could have given him to Traore.
Yeah, we could have just given
him. So Arsenal, that should be like moving downhill. You should just be able to easily cruise and get through to that.
But
mm-hmm.
Now, nowadays, Traore, like the Adama, the original Traore nowadays doesn't even start. Nowadays, it's the Boubacar Traore.
Yeah.
So
the original copy is not even making it to...
Yeah, the original copy is
the original
not,
copy.
Original
is now obsolete. So now we have Boubacar Traore. Anyway, Arsenal have an easy weekend
mm-hmm
ahead.
Yeah.
United have a hard
road to
climb.
Back.
Yeah.
Because I know we won against Aston Villa, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
At all.
That Emery made this statement to turn.
I'm not convinced that Man United is back.
Yeah.
Emery is good. Man United is not.
Yeah.
Actually, Emery can turn. You know what? I'm actually scared of Emery.
Mm-hmm.
He can turn any small team into
prime Bayern Munich.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Prime a prime team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of their caliber. I mean, he can create a threat out of any team.
Do you guys think Emery might actually move Aston Villa up?
Definitely.
Yeah, he's
it's
moving
a no-brainer.
It's like consistently.
Yeah.
Not like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because actually Aston Villa
mm-hmm
can actually... Okay, I cannot rule Newcastle out. That's
mm-hmm
number one. I can't rule out...
But then Newcastle faced Chelsea, so, you know, it might not be looking good for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Actually, the scary teams that are coming up
mm-hmm
in the Premier League. There's Newcastle. And now there's Aston Villa.
Yeah.
And Brighton.
And Brighton. Hey, Brighton beat us. And then they're beating Chelsea. Oh my God.
And now there's okay, I can't say Fulham confidently,
mm-hmm,
but they also seem
yeah,
to
but
be
they're
a threat
in the top 10, so they're
mm-hmm
they
are
also
trying
seem to be a threat.
You know how they used to be trailing? It was so obvious, like everyone was beating them. Nowadays they're trying to disappoint.
Actually,
them.
Our last game with Newcastle, they beat us 2-0.
Yeah, they beat you.
English,
it's
man
not a joke.
Yeah, they beat you 2-0.
They beat you. They beat us.
You guys have to pardon Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, so
however,
it's looking
whatever
dangerous.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And in City are just...
Yeah, they're just being given... You know, it's excruciating, honestly.
And they're only
they're
2 points
given,
behind...
Beaters.
They're only 2 points
yeah,
behind
you guys should
Man
just
City
go ahead and win it.
And they have Brentford.
And
meaning
they have
they're
Brentford
going to win. And Haaland is definitely going to score.
Yeah.
Now that he's back. He just
we
came back as a sub and scored.
We have to win this. If he won against
yeah
Chelsea.
Hey, they celebrate. That was Fulham, actually.
Yeah,
you
it was
see?
Fulham. He's a
yeah
dramatic winner against
yeah
Fulham. Now Arsenal have Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
If he won against Chelsea, definitely we are going to win against Wolves.
Yeah, whatever, definitely. Man. Moving on.
And how's it looking for Costa? A Wolves?
He's not a starter, though. He's not a regular starter.
Yeah.
But he's old. It's time to...
Yeah. I think
to give young,
yeah,
the youth space. But you see, the teams with youth are the ones that are thriving more.
Yeah.
Look at Newcastle.
See, youngsters Newcastle. Like...
Hey, Almiron is just... I think he should just go on. Honestly, he's
the scariest teams to face.
Mm-hmm.
Newcastle. If you guys actually... did you play against Newcastle this season?
Yes,
and we drew 0-0.
Yeah!
You guys actually tried. You tried.
Wow.
You drew
should we take
Newcastle?
That as a compliment?
you tried.
Yeah.
Very much.
That's true.
Mm.
But hey, you guys tried. Aston Villa with
Emery.
Let me just say that.
Aston Villa with Emery.
You know, if they actually beat us again,
it would have been the worst.
We would be hiding our heads right now. We would not even show up. We would not even turn up and do this.
Yeah,
we would
not even.
We'd be like,
just
you have to handle the show on your own.
Yeah,
we
just bring some guests so that you can banter.
Jeremy, then you told me you're going to denounce our club. Are you still denouncing?
I told you where.
No. Please.
You're
no, Jerry,
you're good
you're
at lying.
So excited to come on here so that you can denounce our club.
No, you denounce.
Me, have I ever seen you in my life before?
No, see, Jerry's.
Have we ever talked before
please,
this
please.
Episode?
Guys, I just wanted to put this out that Jerry wanted to denounce our
club. That's a lie. He's moving on to.
Oh, please.
To Champions League.
No, men can lie.
Champions.
Men. This man.
The Champions League.
This is not about men and women, it's about Champions League.
It's about Champions League.
It's about football.
Move on.
Yeah, let's talk Champions League. It's back in February. Oh guys, you guys remember me telling you that Chelsea have never played Dortmund ever in history of the game.
Yeah.
Now you know what? They get to play Dortmund. Chelsea gets
to
play Dortmund.
Been wrong.
Aubameyang gets to play his former club.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, Pulisic, Aubameyang, who else?
Yeah, that's it actually.
That's it.
Okay.
That lot of people is two.
Okay.
So, and Man City have drawn Leipzig. And Man City have drawn Leipzig.
Yeah, an easy win for them.
Yeah,
easy win.
Man City keep getting... It's
an easy win for them.
Yeah,
actually,
the person who organizes Man City is the one who gives Messi back.
Actually, I meant to believe that Man City actually gives out bread so that they can get easy.
They're coming for you, Mike.
Round of 16.
Yeah, because, you know what? I'm saying, like, they just keep getting this... This is very
easy. They get
easy teams. Like all the time. They never get this.
These giant teams.
Yeah. Those big teams.
They should be given Real Madrid in the
like knockout.
In the round of 16.
Round of 16. Honestly.
Yeah, they should get Real Madrid in the round of 16 so that they
and
can
who's
go home.
Oh, Real Madrid facing
Liverpool.
Liverpool are yet to. They're yet to revenge again.
There's no revenge.
There's no revenge.
When
you're playing with Real Madrid, where will you get that revenge?
At the front line.
Nunes at the front line.
Nunes as the ambassador of the
Front line.
There's no
front
way.
Line ambassador.
There's no way they're winning that.
Yeah.
Though you never know. But
you never know. And
because
February is a long way from
because
here.
We also thought that Napoli would beat Liverpool.
Yeah, it was so obvious. It was so it was like.
No, okay, actually, for Napoli, it wasn't. I wouldn't say it was that obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, given their form, given Liverpool's form going into that game, two back-to-back losses against very small teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, two back-to-back losses against very small teams. And Napoli had 13 wins.
Oh, yeah.
It appeared that they would win.
Yeah, Liverpool are not the one to take
But from the look of things, who is more likely to proceed to the quarterfinals? Real Madrid, of course.
Yeah, Real Madrid, definitely.
Yeah, Real Madrid has
probably Liverpool beat Real Madrid 1-0. Then Real Madrid will give them a comeback of 4-0 in the 89th minute.
Mike.
Typical Real Madrid.
Relax.
With Benzema, the
bad
man.
Rodrigo.
And Valverde.
And Rodrigo himself.
Hey.
When you see Rodrigo in the Champions League,
the
goal scoring machine.
So, but Bayern also have PSG.
PSG.
On February 14th, so.
Yeah.
Valentine's
is cancelled.
Valentine's
is cancelled. Sorry,
actually.
Guys, you know, we tried. We try again, 2024.
Yeah, 2024.
No, don't look at me, Jerry. Let's
move on. You tried.
Oh, you.
Yeah, so PSG face Bayern.
Mm-hmm.
Messi. Neymar, Mbappe. He means.
Wow.
Against the whole Bayern. Oh, that's a good
But you know,
that's difficult.
Yeah.
That would
even
for Bayern. No, yeah. You can't know because there's Choupo-Moting who's completely comfortably fitting in. Then we have Lewandowski's shoes.
We have a known for Messi, we have a known for Mbappe, we have a known for Neymar.
Neymar. I hope they just keep fit.
We have a known
then
for
we have a very wonderful
everyone.
Clash. Yeah, in Bayern Munich.
And also it's also going to be a battle of speed.
Alphonso Davies.
Fonzi versus Mbappe.
Fonzi versus Mbappe. Yeah.
And then the underdogs that we didn't expect.
And
Bruges.
Yeah.
Versus Benfica.
I think it said Brugge.
Those are two underdogs together.
Yeah, together.
Two underdogs playing against each other. So yeah. if they lose the
who's more likely, honestly?
I have no idea.
You can't even tell,
you
honestly.
You can't even tell because
I think Club Brugge will be the new underdogs.
Chelsea.
Probably.
You remember how Lyon? Is it Lyon?
Lyon.
Olympique God, I need to work on my pronunciations. Yeah, they actually made it. Like, what did they make it?
They
against,
made it to play and against Juventus.
Juventus.
Against
yeah.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Ronaldo.
Siwi. Cristiano.
Who?
Ronaldo.
Who? Yeah, Napoli have Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Napoli.
That sounds like an easy win.
Yeah,
easy win for
Napoli.
Mm-hmm. And Milan.
Milan versus Tottenham.
Yeah, they have Tottenham. And
Tottenham.
With their youngsters Latin on the bench.
Generational talent.
Generational talent.
And Giroud just straight from the academy.
Yeah.
Straight from the academy.
Fresh off the academy.
But Tottenham, if they don't get
fit,
Tottenham have been fumbling.
Yeah, Leo has Tottenham. Been called up even for
who?
Leo Rafael has been called up for their national team.
For the national team.
For the World Cup.
Yeah, it's a big deal, honestly.
Even Mudrik.
Oh, Mudrik.
Yeah.
The Arsenal target.
The Arsenal target.
The target. Yeah.
Yeah. He has also been called up. He also has
what?
A lot of many dribbles in the UEFA. He's also on that list of the top 10 most dribbles in this season UEFA Champions League.
Yeah,
keep up.
Mudrik, we are coming for you.
So Arsenal, it appears Arsenal have a nice scout doing the thing for them. Yeah, in fact it's Ousmane Dembele at the top.
Ousmane
leading the front line with 39
dribbles.
And tied with
Kylian Mbappe. And he's now out of the Champions League and he has more dribbles.
Yeah, he's tied with Mbappe himself at 39.
So he has to start over from the Europa League now.
Yes.
And work his way up.
And number 3 is Vinicius Junior at 36.
Vinicius.
And Leao at 33.
Yeah.
Kvaratskhelia at 29. Nuno Tavares. Yeah, the Arsenal star.
Yeah.
The one and only.
The one and only.
The great, the bad man. Himself.
Mm-hmm.
Should
be started at the left game. Neymar at 27, Mudrik at 26, Carrasco and Kent finishing the list. So yeah, there you have it. You had it here first.
Well.
Yeah. Do you guys know that Man City fans are begging Pep to let?
That's a funny one, baby.
to let his daughter
marry Haaland.
Wow. They are begging.
But why though?
Yeah.
These guys are making bold steps.
That actually makes no sense. Because why?
I mean, that's a bold step.
How old is Haaland again?
21.
He's 22.
22.
22, yeah.
Yes.
He's 22.
Wow.
He's actually very young.
Yeah, very young.
But you see, it's not, for these people, if Martial had a wife at 20, 22.
Yeah, he was still a kid.
Okay, you know Greenwood.
Wow, Greenwood.
You know where
Greenwood
is right now.
You know where that will lead to.
Wow, it's I don't know, honestly.
Zlatan from Milan.
Is Zlatan going to the World Cup?
Zlatan is not going,
he's
to,
not
the
going to the World Cup.
Yeah, he's not.
He actually left.
He actually decided to retire. Yeah, he's going.
Yeah,
definitely. Is there?
Could leave Lindelof.
I mean, he's going. He just has to, though.
Yeah.
Because so I'm waiting to see how Croatia.
Croatia, yeah. If
it's
the other
one
was for clout.
Thing, yeah, if it's just for clout.
For clout.
If it's just for Modric to steal
and
a Ballon d'Or.
Rakitic and Perisic and.
But even Rakitic
Subasic
now is
and
nowhere.
Yeah. Why did he leave?
Rakitic disappeared.
Was he in Barcelona? Why did he leave?
He went to, I don't know,
why?
Where did he go? I don't know, Sevilla or something.
Yeah, Sevilla.
Yeah, he's in Sevilla right now.
Yeah.
Hey,
but he left Kittich. Because he had no space. They were playing Busquets all the time.
Busquets has been generation since 2008.
He's always been in the squad. And he's also in the squad for Spain.
He's not even trying. They have Busquets, they have De Gea, they have Kepa.
He wrote that list. He's the one that.
And then he went on to take the coach.
He's taking the coach and he's the
just
one.
Just like they were saying, Mbappe was surprised. to be on the front squad. Like, he didn't write the list.
And name acting surprised.
Name acting surprised.
As if he's not the one who wrote the list.
Who wrote the list.
So Busquets is still going. But Gavi and Pedri are also going.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
Marcos Llorente.
Llorente.
Pedri, Rodri. But Rodri should start.
Yeah, definitely.
And bench Busquets. Mm. They should start Rodri.
Bench Busquets.
Maybe they can shuffle Koke and Pedri and Gavi.
Probably.
And Llorente as a super sub. And he just demolishes
position.
There. Yeah, Busquets as the striker, as the skipper.
Yeah, skip. What? Okay.
That's Sarabia, Asensio. Oh, Morata is going. Morata is actually
Morata is going.
Yeah, he's actually going.
Yeah, he's
hope he doesn't score offside.
Ansu Fati.
Hey, Fati couldn't miss it.
Ferran Torres.
Oh, that's nice.
Ferran Torres.
In the back we have Pau Torres. Jordi Alba.
Mm-hmm.
Yet again.
I know.
So what you're getting at?
Azpilicueta. Azpilicueta is also going.
Is Adama Traore going?
No, he's not going. Oh, he has never gone. I don't think he ever will. At this point in his
career.
Yeah,
he's already old.
I think Traore will be the linesman.
Because he can run fast enough.
If Traore just apply for... Did I apply? Or did they just go, I have pace, honestly, I can do this job and I know the rules. I played
and he can run time. Fast enough to know who's
offside.
Yeah, he can go. Anyway. The World Cup is going to be, I don't know, but
yeah.
Now with these injuries and all.
Yeah, you know, we're missing the big players, the main man in the game, honestly. Also missing Haaland, so yeah, there's not going to be a flood of goals.
Yeah, at least there's that.
There's
no Haaland.
Haaland will be moving in against Panama, that's scoring 7,000 goals. What?
Yeah, Haaland just meet Panama.
Three hat-tricks.
They
have to chase him out of the club because it's making football really boring.
He just meets a small team, an island somewhere.
I don't know if goalkeepers face Haaland, they just surrender. They just move aside and let him score.
But the Ballon d'Or
will go to
Haaland.
Yeah.
It might not go to Haaland. If given that he's not playing the World Cup. And if City do not win the
Champions League,
he might not get that Ballon d'Or.
But
how about De Bruyne? Also,
De Bruyne is going to World Cup.
Yeah.
He might win.
There's only one person winning this Ballon d'Or.
Not Mike. De Bruyne.
So, apparently now Mike is one of
the
greatest players.
You've heard me, but it will definitely go to one person.
Mm-hmm.
Messi.
If Messi wins World Cup, he's definitely winning
it.
He's winning it.
If he wins the World Cup and he stops playing, he'll still win that Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, he returns from the World Cup when he finishes the last
if
game.
If he finishes the World Cup and never comes back,
home.
He'll still get that Ballon d'Or.
He'll still be called back and given the Ballon d'Or. And then he'll smile at you guys.
And then he'll be like, I did not expect this.
Yeah.
I'm so honored.
They'll be like, yeah, Haaland scored 99 goals, but oops, we got Messi. He won the World Cup.
So he deserves the Ballon d'Or more.
He deserves the Ballon d'Or.
More than you guys.
Then Messi's out there like, I didn't expect this for this to happen. You know what? And what?
But I don't think Benzema will win again.
Yeah, he won't. But I'm glad he actually clinched it because for that moment he deserved. And it's sad because Lewa might never win it, honestly.
Yeah, he's never going to win it. At this point.
Now that he's moved to Barcelona.
At this point, as long as Messi has not yet gone home.
Yeah, if it is.
While Messi's still in the picture.
If he didn't win it that season when he was going to win.
While Messi's still in space on Earth.
Yeah.
Lewandowski will never win it.
Lewandowski will never win that thing. And okay, maybe unless he forges his birth certificate and becomes 21 again.
Probably.
Yeah.
Plays 10 more seasons. Maybe he'll have a chance.
Yeah, he could probably have a chance. And also Sergio Ramos said that I don't know whether he has been in the World Cup, but this time he will not.
Yeah, he's not going.
He will not be in the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going in the World Cup.
They're carrying Eric Garcia. And Azpilicueta.
Imagine.
And Laporte, who moved
ahead
from,
of De Bruyne, not De Bruyne.
Who decided to move away from France.
Yeah, Laporte. Ronaldo, I was thinking Ronaldo might do something.
Ronaldo will move from Portugal.
Portugal gets knocked
to Argentina.
Out of the World Cup, and then 3 minutes later, Ronaldo is an Argentinian.
He's in Argentina.
Yeah, he gets called up first team.
Dybala
goes home.
We'll do what Aubameyang
did. Dybala goes home.
Yeah, but Dybala, man.
Yeah, Dybala. He's... It's so sad, honestly. I think he needed Ronaldo to stay at Juventus for... I don't know.
But I have a top scorer in mind.
Who?
Aubameyang.
Oh, please.
For the World Cup.
Okay. That was just... I was just messing with you.
Mbappe.
I was just messing with you.
Mbappe will be one of the contenders.
Yeah, actually.
How about Messi?
Messi.
I don't know. Don't you guys think Harry Kane won the Golden Boot with... Was it six?
Yeah.
It was six.
The last
like, I feel like six is
six is a lot.
Is it a lot?
It's a lot. The World Cup. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Messi can't make it to six.
He can.
But why are you saying Mbappe?
I'm saying Mbappe would be one of the contenders.
Will
because
be one of
Yeah, he'd be one of the contenders.
I think Messi can actually get to even seven.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see
yeah,
about
we'll
that.
Just see about
we'll
that.
Just have to see.
And then it will increase. You will definitely win the Ballon d'Or. You will definitely win
but
the
you
Ballon
see,
d'Or.
The reason I don't think the
Messi.
Reason why it's hard to Messi as a top scorer is because most likely he'd be the one supplying
yeah.
the goals.
Oh,
probably let's see the
yeah.
assist.
Yeah.
Probably he'd be the one as
the
playmaker instead of the finisher. So it's yeah. So that's why it's a bit difficult
yeah.
to pronounce him as.
Pronounce.
To pronounce him as the top, but yeah, as a playmaker, of course, no doubt. As in terms of assists, no doubt.
He
can get that. In terms of assists, though, but in terms of goals, it's a bit too close to call.
He just needs to be man of the match, like Modric.
Yeah, be man of the match every game.
Man of the match, you have it. It's so easy for Messi, honestly. It's so easy.
It's so easy
for him.
And but Dybala, is Dybala even going? Yeah, you think he's going?
Dybala, will be making it.
But now
it's sad. Oh, we don't have Aguero yet.
At Roma,
he's being fumbled
by Jose Mourinho. By himself, by the special one himself.
Do you think he should move? Why do you think he should move, honestly? Because
Man United, so that he can fumble properly.
Properly.
If you want to decline...
Mourinho is not doing his...
If you want to decline, just move to Man United and decline well.
We'll show you what proper declining is.
Mourinho released a statement saying that there's a player at my club. Next year, you just find a new club because he's one of the worst players I've played with. I will not name him, but he needs to go. So who do you think that is?
I don't know, maybe
Tommy Abraham.
It can't be Abraham. Abraham is having a very good season.
Yeah, he's having a good season.
Is it Giroud? Is it Smalling?
Giroud? Why
would Giroud
be in Roma? He's not in Roma.
Giroud is not in Roma.
Giroud is in AC Milan.
Oh, sorry.
So is it
Smalling?
Is it El Sharawi? No, it is not El Sharawi. He has been there for long.
Yeah.
Is it Wijnaldum?
Maybe.
It actually could be Wijnaldum. What have they done, honestly?
Or is it Matic?
Oh my god! No, we can't be talking about Matic. It's coached Matic.
Yeah, he can't be. He has played with Matic,
yeah.
So he cannot be Matic. Yeah?
It cannot be Matic. Honestly,
it's also not Smalling.
Yeah,
so,
it can't be Smalling.
So let's. Why did
so
I guess?
Who is it though? Or is it?
It's Wijnaldum.
But is it the keeper Rui Patricio? But it's not Rui Patricio. Also, is it Dybala?
It cannot be Dybala.
Is it Abraham?
It actually might be Dybala.
Or is it Zaniolo? Or Pellegrini? But it has to be one of these big players.
Yeah, one of the big players. But my number one guess will be Wijnaldum.
Yeah. It's so sad.
So just wait for next season.
It was just out of PSG.
Yeah. The man who is missing.
Let's just wait for next time and
yeah, and see Wijnaldum being kicked out.
So let's just keep our eyes open.
Yeah,
for the person who's leaving, then we'll know
yeah,
who Mourinho is talking about.
And he's also going to know, and then he's going to be beefing with Mourinho.
But he knows
all the drama. Yeah, he definitely knows, of course.
You can't say that.
But George, he'll be like, why did Mourinho didn't have to go out and talk all that?
But Abraham is having a good season.
Yeah,
so.
It's actually good. He left Chelsea.
Yeah.
Even
what will happen when he comes back to the Premier League?
No,
will he be
I
a
don't
flop?
Want him. No.
He come
no,
back
just
to the
say what
no,
if...
no, I don't think he'd be a
flop. He's actually seen how he's doing in Italy, so.
Yeah, but you see, he has also played in England, so I don't think he'd be a flop if
so
he was to come back.
There'll be no Lukaku effect on
Lukaku,
Abraham.
Big
Rome. Okay, Lukaku.
Lukaku
should not have come to Man United. I think Man United was the issue.
he should just start for Belgium.
And it's just
he should have just left Everton straight to
Inter. Should just play for Belgium.
Definitely not
together with Hazard.
The seasons in Man United and Chelsea in between were a bit they were pointless moves. They were wrong. Do you guys see the way Lewis Hall played?
Yeah, the youngster. Is it 67? What
yeah,
number is he?
He's wearing number 67.
Yeah,
the number 67.
He played well.
Against
he was actually he had shots. He had
Shots. There was a time he
scored with his left foot.
He almost scored with his left foot.
Yeah,
he also almost scored with his right foot.
Him, yeah,
he almost scored headers.
No, this.
He almost scored outside the box.
That's promising.
And
honestly,
he,
Tim B.
And I think he, there was a time he was in the box and he left Lewis from City.
Mm.
Just, he left him on the ground. Mm. He broke his waist. And shot, but was saved. But
yeah, that was he scored on his first ever start for City. So
yeah, but I think he scored on his
first ever start. So I think
debutant.
Yeah, he'll definitely be in Team B playing Europa, not Europa. Carabao.
In Carabao.
Lewis is definitely start. Hey, I saw him. He was actually doing incredible. I know he's someone you've not seen. So like, hey, who's this guy? It's Lewis Hall, number 67.
Who are you talking about? Lewis Hall has not scored. You've said that he scored in his first ever start. Man City.
Yeah.
Lewis Hall is in Chelsea.
Okay, I'll have to cut
so that. Who is the scorer?
I'm not cutting that out. There's Lewis Hall in Chelsea and there's Lewis for City.
Lewis is the one who scored at first ever start for City.
Yes.
So who is Lewis?
So who is
Lewis? Lewis the youngster for City.
So who is
so
Lewis?
So that's who you're supposed to talk about. But it's not Lewis Hall. That's just the other Lewis from City. Who was left on the ground by Lewis Hall from Chelsea.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
And then their debutant keeper conceded.
Yeah, Ortega.
World Cup. So now, let's now focusing on the African countries.
Senegal,
the countries that are going. Senegal,
Cameroon.
Ghana,
Gabon,
Aubameyang. And which other country?
Egypt.
We wish.
Wow,
we wish. We wish for El Neni and Salah.
We want to see El Neni playing, but
Algeria are not going.
Algeria are?
They're going.
No, it's Tunisia actually.
Nigeria?
Tunisia.
Nigeria.
It's Tunisia, Senegal, Gabon.
If Nigeria. Are Nigeria going?
Nigeria not going.
They're going. They would have gone and met Messi.
Musa.
And Messi.
You guys remember Musa?
Ahmed Musa.
You must be. If they were not knocked out,
Nigeria
they would have
really
gone.
Going to the World Cup.
But for the African countries, I think Cameroon and Senegal are the strongest so far.
Yeah,
hey, West Africa.
The strongest so far.
What about Tunisia? With their goalkeeper, Bono. Yassine Bono.
Bono
Bono himself.
But you see,
second after Ochoa.
I think if we had ranked the best keepers ever to walk this up, this De Gea.
Yeah, definitely.
Kepa.
And Kepa, tied at the top. Then Caballero at number 3.
Oh, is this some bad goalkeeper joke?
No, it's not. I'm kind of serious.
Okay, we are speaking facts.
Okay.
Not ifs.
Not ifs, buts, and maybes.
Just abschleit.
Absolute.
So Bono.
Yassin Bono.
But you see, our team is not just its keepers. It's also the players.
It's all the players.
And if the players do not show up, then the keeper will concede.
Yeah, the keeper concede.
Definitely. Case in point, Manchester United.
Mm-hmm.
You have a great keeper.
Mm-hmm.
And
the back
and an astonishing back line.
Dreadful.
an astonishing dreadful back line.
Martin Lisandro with Varane and Lisandro with,
of course, it's I thought you were going to say Lisandro with Maguire. Of course it's Lisandro with, but you see Varane is not really that much of a good defender. He's a good defender, but there's this style of defending that he employs which leads to injuries, and that's what's keeping him down. But Lisandro with Lindelof conceding to Aston Villa in 10 minutes. So so you see, it's a very tough question.
Mm.
It's between a rock and a hard place.
Rock,
it's a tough
deep
question.
Blue sea.
Yeah.
But Lisandro is the best of them all. That's true.
So that's your number one defender.
In Man United?
Yeah. Yes. Speaking of defense, Newcastle's defense has only conceded 11 goals in the Premier League this season. So you know how much the defense costs? £65 million.
£65 million. Yeah, for real.
Yeah, and yet Maguire himself.
For 80 million, he's even scoring in his own net.
Striker.
The skipper himself.
They've decided to make him all rounded.
So, that's why he was pushed to a forward position. Yeah. Because
Hey, I'm sure Paul, very, very, very scared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kieran Trippier.
Trippier?
Yeah, but
Kieran Trippier.
Trippier is actually.
He assisted. What's his name? Willock. For his first goal. In 22 games.
Yeah.
Who? Joe Willock?
Yes. Willock, yeah.
He was assisted by Trippier himself. Yeah, so at least now he has started his scoring.
Mm-hmm.
He has found his scoring boots, just like Almiron.
Yeah, and also Brighton versus Arsenal. Welbeck.
Yeah, Welbeck also
scored. He scored the first goal in how many years?
Honestly. So many, and he celebrated.
I know, you have to celebrate.
I also celebrated with him. It was just amazing news.
Yeah.
Arsenal just losing. Yeah.
It was good music. Things are happening.
Music
Lamptey,
to my ears.
Yeah.
Well,
but Lamptey just running past your defense like it's not there.
Yeah.
The likes of Nketiah now receiving his call at the end of the match. It's terrible. It was disastrous.
Definitely
disastrous.
Poor.
But on the bright side,
what a bad team.
We tie with Newcastle in the least conceded goals in the Premier League.
Fine. Bright side.
Still lost to Brighton.
On the bright side.
So on the bright side, Brighton. Beat Arsenal.
That's not funny.
Let me just bring up West Ham again. Benrahma's goal against Crystal Palace. Rocket.
Yeah.
Very wonderful goal. And you know what? He scored first, celebrated, and then Zaha next, and then a very late winner. Like, they thought they were done. Late winner by, is it Olise.
He's African, it's Olise.
That goal by Benrahma, it should not be overlooked. Olise. It was good. Goal of the week.
Actually, 37. In the last Premier League, in the last game week, I think 37 goals in total. Those were from all the games. So there were actually
a lot of goals scored.
Yeah, there were a lot of goals scored.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
I like so.
I would have put Benrahma on my squad, but that's... I have deleted my FPL. So
are you okay?
Still further notice.
What happened?
I think we'll just.
Haaland is back.
I think we'll just.
We're harvesting.
We'll just meet next season or never.
I'm joining my league.
I'm not joining your league.
You were actually coming at me for not having FPL at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, you never had. At least I tried.
Well.
I knew what it would come down to.
Isn't that worth something?
No, it is not.
While you two were bickering about quitting.
I'm trying to learn from my mistakes.
I already did that. I don't know why it took you so long.
While you two were bickering about quitting.
Oh, please break.
Personally.
Mm-hmm.
How many did you get?
I did not look at the points, but I was top of my league.
Oh, that's nice. Yes,
some of the leagues that I'm in.
After just like Arsenal.
That's a lie. It's not top of any league. This is a lie.
Just after coming back from not looking at my FPL for some time, I was thrown back to number 6 and I managed to come back at the top. Okay, there's some leagues that I was
number four,
and I was able to bounce back to number one. But the one that was number nine, it was number nine
bounce
actually.
Back FC.
I bounced back to number three. So
hey,
for me, and
I'm happy for you, Mike.
Yes. And I'm happy for you. Soft life.
Please
have Arsenal players in your squad.
That's true.
Yeah, and but really don't count on them. Because they might just win by 1-0.
Oh, yeah. They're just clinching 3 points.
Have Man City players.
Have Man City players. Like Haaland.
De Bruyne and Foden.
De Bruyne.
But not Salah, and not Aubameyang, and not Ronaldo. Right.
Yeah, especially not Ronaldo.
And not Trent.
Yeah, just take him off. He's probably just overloading your squad. Expensive. Buy Newcastle defenders.
Yeah, Ronaldo is actually
buy Almiron.
Buy Trippier.
Yeah, buy Trippier.
Trippier is actually good one for your squad.
Mm. Yeah, buy Trippier.
Buy Trippier.
Sell Trent.
Sell Trent.
And any Man United you'll defenders.
Sell Trent. Sell those Liverpool.
You will have. You'll have clowns. Actually. When you sell Trent, you'll have 5 million in your bank account.
Yeah, when you sell Trent, you'll have 5 million in your bank account.
Mm.
Yeah. And you have Trippier, you'll actually save a lot of money and have bag a lot of
points. And bag points, yeah, that's most important.
And Cancelo.
And buy one Breton player.
Yes. Lamptey.
Tariq Lamptey.
Or Gross. Mm. Or McAllister.
Yeah.
You're spoiled for choice.
Spoiled for choice.
It's too many.
Yeah.
It has now come to that point where we have to say goodbye.
Yeah, well, I don't know what key that is, but goodbye, guys.
It has been nice. Hit our social media. Hit our Instagram at the 4th Official Podcast. Email us at the 4th Official Podcast at gmail.com. Interact with us because we're actually fun. It's football, laughter, vibes, and everything.
Noise.
Yeah, bye. Yeah,
buy yourself a cold Coca-Cola because Arsenal lost.
Ah, yeah. Part time.
Bye.